coming to you live from the basement of an abandoned training facility where we talk about fighting, training, and events. It's the Fight Mixer Show, where you can hear about all the local and world combat sports happenings. Get ready. It's time to gear up and square up because we're going live on the Fight Mixer Show.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Fight Mixer. Happy Thursday, everybody. We are here with UFC fighter, man himself, Mike Rodriguez. What's going on, brother?
What's happening, man?
What's going on? So, you know, we'll cut right to the chase. Last fight, you know, it didn't go the way you planned. A lot of circumstances happened within the fight. Can you just run it back and tell us what your thoughts are post-fight and what exactly happened out there?
Everything was going in my favor, despite the ending. It was. I stuck to the game plan, executed to the highest T. But unfortunately, you know, live by the sword, die by the sword. I tried to go in for the finish, got caught with a Kimura. But yeah, I was psyched about my performance.
Yeah, you were beating his ass.
Yeah, you were fucking marks up in tears. I mean, you were literally laying on him thick, and, yeah. And you know the grind shot happened, and you know, like, you just take us to that point. You know, like, you know, the grind shot happened. Obviously, it was very controversial for a lot of reasons. You were winning the entire fight. I mean, can you just take us through that moment and what your thoughts are?
So up until the grind shot, I was like, all right. So going into the whole fight, the whole game plan was to attack Ed's body as much as possible because we all know he's super durable. So we're like, let's just stay away from his head, but his belly's really soft. So I went out there, just started pouring on his body. Then in the second round, which I predicted, I figured, I'm like, I'm going to finish him in the second round, hit him in the body with that left knee in the body. And the ref calls time. Now, I was saying time. The round was over, but I'm like, nah, the round can't be over. That's why my reaction was like, time? What? Because I was curious. I was confused. I'm like, the round can't be over. Like, nah. And then so he pulled it, and then, like, oh, groin shot. I look at the replay in the middle of the fight, and I just was like, you know what? He made a mistake. It's whatever. Let's just run it. I even heard Bisping was behind me, and even his corner, they're like, everybody knew that it wasn't a groin shot, but I'm like, whatever, let's just run it. So I just kept my composure and just continue on with the fight. But afterwards, I'm like, kind of sucks. But what could you do?
Yeah, man. So what's next? Like, has Dana White talked to you about that? Has anybody, you know, said anything, like, in the UFC brass? You know, everyone saw the fight. Obviously, everyone knows what happened. And you're a talented guy, you know, you have a great career, you know, that doesn't define you. One moment, one fight doesn't define you. But what's next for you? Did they lay out your game plan or your road back to the cage?
So after the fight was over, I was sitting in the doctor's office. And literally, I'm sitting here like this. Doc checking my arm out, I'm just sitting here. And as soon as I look to my right, I look up, Dana was there, super red and super pissed. And he was like, this is bullshit. This is the most crazy shit I've ever seen. The worst referee ever. He's like, you fucking won that fight single-handedly. So I said, all right. Before I even walked down the hallway, as soon as I was packing myself up, get on a bus, go back to the hotel. Before I go down the hallway, he tells Joe Lozon, my coach. He tells Joe, he's like, don't worry. I'm going to take care of Mike. I'm giving him his win bonus because he won that fight. And so then, like, my manager spoke, I guess, to Mick and all of them, to Mick and Dana and them. And they said to them, I'm still going to be considered, like, on a two-fight win streak. I still get matched up against somebody else who is, like, coming up as well on a streak. And, we're just going to move on forward as if it's in. So, unfortunately, on my record, and according to the commission, it's a loss. But UFC counts it as a win, so we're just going to keep going, moving on.
Well, I was going to ask. I was going to ask that did they compensate you? And, I mean, you already answered the question for me. So at the very minimum, I mean, now don't get me wrong. Nobody wants that loss on the record. Nobody wants to have a blemish for something that we didn't genuinely lose from. But at least you got paid. And now, let's be honest, as fighters, the money is a big part of it, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now,
but the way your contract is set up, you're going to get paid the same amount for your next fight as you did for that fight, correct?
That I'm not sure about. I don't know if I'm going to get, you know, like after you win, when you go to the next fight, you usually get like a little bump up. So I don't know if I'm going to get that bump up. That's the thing, what I'm so confused about. But either way, I'm just happy that, you know, my career can still progress in a positive manner. Like they don't say it as a loss. I'm like, hey, they're my bosses. So it is what it is. So we're going to go with like that.
And we were talking about how they have made a rule change now from this incident.
Yep. They're supposed to be – you got. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, yeah, they're supposed to be but that's the thing. They're supposed to be using a replay. But I don't know if that's what we talk about prior to shows. Like, I don't know who calls the replay. Is it the ref or is it a new person that's filling in to replay shoes to call the replay? Like, I don't know who call is that going to be. But, yeah, the replay needs to happen.
Right. And is there anyone in the division that you point out?
That would be – that's important.
I'm sorry.
Go for it. You got it, Dave.
Oh, no, you get it. Yeah, I'm sorry. I've been hogging the conversation. There's so many questions I want to ask you. But, like, Gabe, you can take it. I'm sorry, man.
I was going to say that hopefully that there will be they will implement something, because this happens enough. And, listen, we have some exceptional referees that make mistakes. And then I don't know who this guy is. Like, no one I've ever heard of, and I've been in the MMA business for a long time. I've never heard of the guy. Not saying that he's not credentialed, he's not good, but if the top tier guy, Herb Dean, and even John McCarthy have made errors, I think it's an important thing to have as a secondary in case this happens again, and it will absolutely happen again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I think it will help. If anything, it'll just help the sport grow even more. You know, the fact that we have this replay, so that's gonna be awesome. But I've only seen it implemented once since then, and it was implemented by that ref the following card after my card. It was 12, UFC Vegas 12, and he had used the replay for a fight end and sequence.
Yeah, I can see that.
I have not seen it. Yeah.
Now, obviously, you know, coming off of that, you need a big opponent to come back to. And, you know, if you could point out anybody in the division, who would you want to play? You know, just, you know, from your perspective, looking at the entire division, obviously you're a monster. You're going to be a problem for anybody to fight. But, like, who would you point out and say, that's the guy I want to fight to come back?
The one person I do want to fight is Shogun. Why is that? It's because he's an idol of mine. If it was for him, I would be in the sport. And I saw his last fight against Lil Nog. He was saying, like, hinting around, like, retiring after his next two fights. So I just really hope I'm one of those two fights. Granted, I think he's, like, on a little streak as well. But I would like to fight him before he leaves. Even if I can't fight him, I can train with him, you know? But, yeah.
I mean, from a nerd standpoint, I would love you to fight Shogun. I mean, I remember him in Pride. One of my favorite fights of all time was him in the Grand Prix when he fought Lil Nog. It's one of the best, greatest fights I've ever seen in my entire life. Have you guys ever seen that fight?
Yeah, that's the fight that got me into the sport.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking love that fight. That was the very first MMA fight I've ever seen.
Gabe, did you see those, like, leaping? He didn't just go into the guard. He leaped it with those big fucking punches. Yeah. Like, classic shooter bomb. Fucking nuts! Yeah. Like, it's great.
Such a good fight.
Shogun at that time frame was an absolute beast. And I'm not taking anything away from him, but, like, with all fighters, the older we get, the less ability we have. But he did not give two shit. He went in there in like in a kill. I think what he fought was a Rampage. He just was there. I might be wrong. I could be wrong. I think he fought Rampage.
Rampage. Yeah.
Like, it was like, it was just like yo, shouldn't have even been in the fight. Like it was, yeah, different level.
Yeah.
But that was post when Rampage fought Vanderlei Silva, and Vanderlei Silva fucked him up fierce, and like that's when Rampage was like, you know, he was finding God again, and he grew out his hair, and like he had the crosses. It was no longer crazy Rampage. You know, he was a different cat. Like, he had to go back in the form and, you know, find the glow again after he fought Vanderlei Silva. And then he fought, you know, game matched up against first Marilla Rua, which Marilla Rua is the older brother of Shogun. And he's bombs too. And he didn't really necessarily win that fight. He just skid by the skin of his teeth. And then fighting Shogun. And this is when Shogun was on a fucking tear. If I can book and mind trip all you guys, Shogun was considered the Ivan Drago of Pride at that point. He was the next big thing. And Shogun fucked him up really bad.
Yeah, he was cold, man. During that time, holy shit, he was ridiculous. But yeah, that was the very first fight I ever saw.
Wow. If you could have it any different way, would you fight in Pride? Like if you fought back in your generation? Yeah?
Hell yeah. Dude, it's so sick. I think the rule set's so dope. Hell yeah, I would definitely got in there. Yeah, run it.
I'll tell you. I've been to a lot of events. I went to a Pride event in Japan, and I had two Pride events they had here in the States. It felt special. Like every UFC feels good. Like I mean, you go to a big arena. I actually I fought Joe in Boston at the Garden. That felt like shit. But the Pride event. Feel special. It feel like a very special event. It's amazing. It was nothing. Yeah. I've been to a lot of MMA events, but the Pride events just it felt like I had this aura about it. It's unfortunate that it's not there anymore. It's gone.
Bummer. Yeah.
But Mike, when you say because you do feel you know that being in that arena with the crowd all vibrant and they're yelling your name, they're screaming your name, that energy, you know, it fuels people. Like when you fought in Pride, you can hear, you know, a little Japanese guy fart in the third row and like, you know, it was quiet. It was so real to the Pride event. They were like processing everything. I mean, wouldn't it be like would you want to fight in that and like in front of that crowd that's just completely quiet, that's not screaming your name and like feeling you and like, you know, that raw emotion? Like I think it would be like two different worlds compared to the UFC now, you know?
Yeah, I get that. But I honestly like at this level, I'm actually surprised that a lot of guys, that the crowds have so much influence on the guys. Because it's at this level, it's like, we're pros. We just got to perform. Like, fuck the crowd. We just got to perform, you know? But even, like, you even see it now during this whole COVID thing. There's some guys that are night and day from with the crowd and not the crowd. You see them perform with the crowd, with no crowd, and they're just, like, stuck in mud. Versus to you've seen them like last year or something when there was a crowd and they were cold. So it's like, I don't know, man. I think it's just personal, personal preference or just how the people are. But the crowd never bothered me. I don't give a shit what they do. They could be killing each other. I'll still be ready to fight.
You want to add something? I saw Dave Wayne ask something.
I'm curious because it could be the other way as well. Are there some fighters that perform better in a closed circuit, no crowd arena? I'll tell you, a perfect example is I fought in Boston, right? Yeah. And everyone was like, I heard everyone saying they want to kill my mother and that I was a piece of shit and like that's dropping F bombs and like I gotta tell you, like it definitely added to the already. I it was just it added a piece to it that like I would have preferred it to be quiet.
Yeah, but even like even when I fought Ed in the interview, he had said the same thing. First thing he said, it's fucking weird fighting without a crowd, and it's like you got to be able to. Most guys just be able to turn off. In the contender series, the crowd So, and you see those guys, it's like 80% finish rate. They don't give a shit. They're just trying to fight. And that's how it should be.
I mean, I feel like that's what you're there for, right? You're there to fight. That's It shouldn't matter if there's five people or 50,000 people. It shouldn't matter either way. But I mean, it definitely plays in.
It does. It does. It definitely does.
Did we lose Dave?
Yeah, we lost somebody. I was just about to say, where did he go?
Dave's gone.
We don't need
Dave. See you, Dave.
Yeah, he'll be back.
So how long have you been training with Joe?
I've been with Joe since 2014, I think. Yeah, 2014. So yeah, full time with him. So back when I was amateur, I used to be at Trifecta, which is a gym in Quincy, Mass. And I used to always just cross train with Joe. And then I moved to Arizona for a little bit. And we ended up having my son. So we had to come back home. So we came back home. And when we came back home, I just started with Joe full time. And that was 2014, 2015. And from there, I've been with him.
Nice. How's that experience? Is there a lot of pros on the level for you, or?
Yeah, so the thing about Joe's is that it's like, so a lot of mass shoot New England altogether decide to stop pretty much fighting each other and just come together as one big unity. So you're getting the best of all of best of best in one location, which is at Joe's.
Yeah.
So we all come together and we all put in work, all shapes and sizes, from the heavyweights all the way to the flyweights. We all there, and the women as well. They have a little group of women that's there as well. So it's, you're getting the best, you know. So it's good. Everybody's pushing everybody. We're all grinding for the same goals. It's awesome.
Nice. So do you have another fight on the books, or are we just kind of on a holding pattern right now?
No, well, I'm on a holding thing right now. I think because of the whole COVID thing, and holidays is coming. So I'm just like taking it easy. I want to do it Thanksgiving. I do, but if something comes, I'm staying
absolutely. Comes up. I get it.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm still gym, still grinding, still doing my thing. I got to be at the gym morning. I do want to stay ready just in case something happens. But I'm not like actively searching for anything. No, but I will be on call if they need me.
And so. And you were saying earlier that the loss hasn't affected your standing with the UFC at all.
No, nope, not at all. Yeah, if anything, they like me more. I've been getting more praises on my last two performances than anything. And on top of that, if the boss is praising, they're doing something right.
You were doing great. Do you think they're going to rematch you with Ed, or do you consider that a done deal? You really finished him.
Nah, I'd consider that a done deal. I wouldn't even want to rematch anyways. I just like want to go moving on.
I agree.
Yeah, well, you know, like nah.
I personally would want it back.
You would want it back? Yeah, but I've been getting a lot of people, you gotta run it back, you gotta run it back. I'm like, you know what? I just let them just let it go.
I've had straight losses and I want to run those back too. Like yours was a travesty. Like you genuinely won the fight. Like, if that were the case, I'd be at the guy's house the next day, like knocking on his door. Yo, hey, you got to run it back.
You run it back.
We're doing it right now.
Run it back. Yeah. So no interest in that at all, huh?
Nah. I would want to see seeing what else is out there. See the other matchups. There's a lot of other matchups that look pretty cool. So, like, fuck it. Let's keep going up on the ladder.
That Shogun fight. That Shogun fight. Fight. Trying to get that in there, huh?
That's the one I want. Yeah. Oh,
there you go. There you go.
If I give that, if he give me that one, I'm like yes. But
hey, hopefully that one works out. I mean, up and comer, and then you have like the old veteran. Those are the type of fights you want. You want your fresh new guys too, to fight the veteran, to one, see where they're at, and then two, they take that space because everyone knows who Shogun is. You know what I mean? Like, whether you're a new fan or an old fan, you're going to know who he is.
Yep. And it's also good to, I think it would be kind of cool, nice feather in the cap to fight against a previous champion. You know what I mean? I think that would be cool too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Without question.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Sick. So you have a son?
Yeah, I got a son and a daughter. My son is 5 and my daughter's 3.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. They're both a little crazy ages. Yeah.
Is there any fighters you'd like to call out as far as anybody we know who you're really wanting to fight, but is there anybody outside of that you'd be
nobody like coming up on the radar right now. There's so many like good guys in our division. Our division is like it's in a cool place. I think it's like it's a lot better than what it was once before, because I feel like the light heavyweight was like nobody in it and very top heavy. Now there's so many guys. So it's fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of cool fights. It's a lot of cool fights.
A lot of different opportunities. Making it happen.
Yep, exactly.
Did you guys watch any of the fights last week? Go ahead.
Huh?
Yeah.
I didn't hear you. What happened?
We're talking over each other.
Go ahead, Gabe.
I was going the family route. I was going the family route, and he was going the fighting route.
Gotcha.
I was just going to say, did anybody watch any of the fights last weekend?
What was last weekend? Was that the what card was last weekend?
I missed.
Was that the Holly Holm fight?
What's that?
Was that the Holly Holm card?
No, that was I think that was the week before.
Okay. Yeah, I watched the Holly Holm card. I didn't watch last week. Holly Holm just
where did she come up with the energy, man?
Bro, she just was oh my gosh.
I mean, just that circling, like it was just the whole
she
match.
Just kept it just kept going to work.
It was a clinic. She just picked her apart. Like that was amazing.
I'm trying to think what was last week. Besides the kick, of course, we've seen the kick, but who was the main event?
I missed the last two fights.
That's right, the kick. I forgot about the yeah.
The kick.
I saw that everywhere.
The biggest
I saw
that line, everywhere. Exactly.
I mean, I saw that everywhere. Yeah. I don't even remember.
That kick.
That's impressive
insane,
though. Like when you're I think it was an undercard fight too, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
You know, when you're undercard fight, like that's what everyone's talking about, you had a good one. You had a good one.
Everywhere.
Yeah,
You know what? It was Sandhagen versus somebody.
Yes, Marias. Marlon Marias.
Because then he did a kick, which was like, that one was a highlight, but he'd already been like, it already been taken. It already been taken. Like the fire had been taken off the main event already.
Yeah.
See, like he tried to come out and like kick, it was the wheel kick was beautiful. Yeah. It was beautiful, but like to have it. That's like you go to a concert and the opening band just kills it, and you're the headline. Yo, I can't beat that. They just sink loose out of the water.
Yeah, you're like, you might as well just go home now.
I was just going to say.
No, but it was a good performance by Sandhagen, too.
It seemed like every fight in there was like a first-round fight. Everybody got finished and their ass beat the first round.
Yeah. The card was definitely good. This weekend, T-City and Korean Zombie, right?
I couldn't tell you who's fighting this weekend.
Who do you got in that one?
I'm gonna go with Korean Zombie, dude. That his straight
yeah, me too.
Is one of the me best too. In the game, dude. Yo, he throws that straight so clean. Bam! It's just so fast. Oh, man.
He really uses his length well.
Yep.
He uses his length really well. And he's not a slouch on the ground either, which is like what Ortega excels at. But I'm going Korean Zombie as well.
Yeah, I think he's gonna get it done. Korean Zombie's just that dude's cold, man.
All right, here's the big one though, Gaethje versus Khabib.
I'm going Gaethje. I like Gaethje. I think Gaethje I think he just has so much more tools. Khabib, Khabib got that wrestling, which is tier zero. I mean, that he made his whole career off it. We've seen anybody he grabs. You get grabbed by that man, he's pulling you down. The thing about Gaethje don't care, and he don't respect anybody. Like, he's just trying to beef. So it's like, we know he got good takedown defense. So it's like, yeah, I'm definitely going to go with Gaethje. It's funny, dude. I got to give a shout out to Gaethje. I'm not going to lie. So for a while, I'm like, this Gaethje dude, he's whatever. He's just all tough. But, like, I actually went and watched, like, went down a rabbit hole and watched, like, even his World Series of Fighting fights, his UFC fights and everything. And the way he puts things together to land those leg kicks is so good, dude. He puts them perfectly together. He sets them up so good. And the fact that he can set them up good like that, and then on top of that, he's so insanely tough, he can just take and walk through anything, that's a deadly combination. It's a deadly person to fight. So it's like it's gonna be a dope fight. Yeah,
that's a good fight. I'm actually really looking at that. I'll be honest. I'm not a big fight enthusiast anymore. I still follow it, but like as far as like getting excited about a fight, if I know someone that then I get kind of excited. But outside that, I'm like, okay, that's a fight I want to see.
Mm. Yeah, I'm. You know. Just as I'm a competitor, I'm just as a fan. I love watching the fights. I love, like, even some guys, like, I don't even know. I'll go and, like, watch, like, old footage of them. Just, like, let me see how they are. And, like, just pick up, like, on their habits and on their patterns, things of that nature. And I'm just like, oh, okay, cool. To actually appreciate them. I don't know. It's just the geek in me that do shit like that.
True student of the game.
Yeah.
Hey. Good.
Yep.
Matt, do you have something to say?
Sorry about that. got some technical difficulties going on in the background. No, I was going to say, we don't want to take up all your time. I really appreciate you coming on. Do you have anybody you want to give shout-outs to or, fans and sponsors?
Want to give a shout-out to all the fan and love and support that I've been having throughout this whole journey. You guys have been nothing but great and awesome. And if it was for you guys, I wouldn't be here. Also, give a shout out to you guys for interviewing me. Thank you for putting me on your platform.
We'd love to have you on anytime, man.
Also, I want to give a huge shout out to Killcliff, sponsor of mine, and Modest Needs, another sponsor of mine. It's a charity organization that helps out less fortunate families who can't buy on making ends meet. In fact, actually doing this, huh?
What was the name of that and the website?
Oh, Modest Needs, modestneeds.com. Okay. It's a charity organization. But yeah, they look out for people who have trouble making ends meet, families that have trouble making ends meet. Now they're in trouble due to the whole corona because they're not able to work as much to help others. So people are actually helping them. The staff, employees.
Gotta give it back.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to give a shout out to the Rainbow Six community that's always showing me love and support. And yeah, you can follow me at Mrod MMA on Twitch, Twitter, and on Instagram. And yeah, pretty much it.
All right, man.
Well,
good talking
really
to you.
Appreciate you coming on.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Anytime, bro. Anytime.
All right. We'll hit you up again.
All right, my man. Have a good day. All right.
All right, man.
Later.
Take care, guys.
Later. Take care. Getting all the snow background. You like that?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
It's snowing here in California like it normally does.
Yeah. I do not know what happened to David.
He had to go. Hey, when a man's got to go, a man's got to go.
Yeah, I guess he had some serious issue or something that popped up. So
probably had to go poop.
I didn't want to say that live, but I hope not. Because he's been gone for about 10 minutes. So let's hope it wasn't that. But Don is supposed to be coming on, but
okay.
Thinking he might be having some issues himself.
Well, I Mike Rodriguez seemed like a solid cat. I didn't realize he trained with Joe Lauzon, but I know about his last performance. I'm glad that he got paid. Very, very important in this fight game that you make that money. Number one priority for all of us.
Yeah, that's a great thing that they actually paid him for that.
Very, very good. I mean, they do things like that on occasion, and I give them respect for that. Like, they really will, go out of their way to help.
What it means is that instead of paying 12% out to all the fighters, they probably bumped it up to 13 with that rule.
I still have my feelings about the pay overall, but regardless of that, it's nice to know that they do things like that. You know, they genuinely take care of those.
I mean, did you watch that fight or did you miss that one or
which one?
Mike Rodriguez fight.
You know what? I saw the highlights of it. I saw the knee, which was obviously to the midsection. Even when it landed, like the first time, obviously I knew what it was coming, but watching it, it was obvious that it was not to the groin. It was obvious.
Oh yeah,
midsection knee, and then the Kimura was the actually I thought it was kind of a crazy setup. I think Mike was mounted, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, and got rolled from there. You know, which goes to Ed's durability, but either way, man, like the fight was over. You know, it should have been totally over.
And that's why I'm saying, like, when that kick happened, there should be somebody that instantly is reviewing it and going, nope, roll, because they're pausing the fight. So why not have somebody that reviews it right then and gives an actual decision on all those, in my opinion.
Well, like,
but I'm not a fighter either. So,
well, like I talked to Mike about. When I talked to Mike about it, I think a referee's job is thankless, and it's very, very difficult to make split-second decisions and be right every single time.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not taking anything away from the ref. I'm not taking anything away from the ref because, I mean, all you can do is what you can do. You can see what you can see.
Well, it sounds like this guy is making mistakes over and over again. So maybe we should look at what his background is. We should get his credentials. I personally feel that the referees should all be pro fighters or former fighters. I think that that would be a very, very good way of, like, there's no one that you're going to say that knows fighting more than someone that's been in there and understands the mental side of it, the fighter side of it, everything about it. I think that, former fighters would make the best referees. I mean, actually, Herb Dean has fought, I think, 5 or 6 times, and I think that gives him an extreme advantage because of that experience of being in the ring and understanding all the facets, not just from the official side, but from the fighter side as well.
Right. Yeah, like I agree. I think definitely having a fighters as it's just going to bring a whole nother perspective to it.
Well, but even that being said, there should be, when there is a call where a corner in particular should be able to call it and say, listen, almost like football, like they have the foul replay,
right.
Where if it's blatant and more than one person says it, it should be ran back.
Right. Well, I mean, like
to me it's
like one of those things where why can't there be a couple of refs on the sides that are just watching the replays? That's what they do. And if there was any question, they just, you know, like it, you pause the whole fight, they should already have pretty much an idea whether that really happened or not. And then, you know, one's watching this camera angle, one's watching this camera angle, and they go, nope. And immediately it's turned back, you know, they go back up. You know, fight goes.
I know it's a little difficult because there aren't things, I mean, there are timeouts in MMA and things like that. The outcome can be called into play, but I think it wouldn't be a bad thing just across the board. You know what I mean? Like people really watching and ensuring that everything is happening the way it's supposed to unfold.
Right. I mean, it is what it is. Like, it's a sport. Things are always going to get miscalled. And, you know, I know, like you're saying, that ref, has had other problems, you know, as far as what Mike was saying. So
I don't know who he is. I have no idea who he is. I'm not going to say who the referee is. And until this day, he still says it didn't happen. But it fucking happened. He was refereeing a WEC match, and it was an undercard fight, and the guy got dropped, and he gave him a 10 count. One, two, and this particular referee came from the California State Athletic Commission, and he had been a kickboxing ref. The guy got dropped, and he gives him a standing count. Unbelievable. Right. Another time, same referee. And he will also, to this day, every time, I have a great relationship with him. I have no problem ribbing people and telling them how I feel. This particular ref, I like him as a man. He's an exceptional man. And he's overall a good ref, but you make mistakes. Right. I was at a fight where a guy was mounted triangled. So he has a submission. And he's punching the guy in the face. And this referee stands him up. You're like, what? You're mounted with a triangle. You're submitting the guy and punching him in the face. And you're going to stand him up? Like, get out of here. This is just ridiculous.
He's like, again, no. I need to see some work.
Yeah, well, but again, so this comes down to even seasoned referees make mistakes.
Right.
So.
All right, well, I think Don's have some issues getting in, and we've lost our one of our hosts, so I think we may have to wrap this show up.
I'm all right with that.
Don a little longer.
I've got nothing else to say, man. I'm excited about the Khabib Gaethje fight.
Oh, me too.
Who's that really slick Russian boxer who's fighting this weekend? I can't think of his name. I'm excited about this boxing match this weekend, but I can't think of the guy's name. So that's awesome. That shows you how excited I am.
Yeah, I was gonna say you're so excited it just blew your mind.
Exactly. But yeah, man, I hope we can get Don back on here. I still want to see if I can ask him about that incident at the hotel. See how I want to get his take on it. Listen, I will take the repercussions. I'm okay with that. But I can't imagine him being upset about it. I really can't. Right. Yeah. Now, getting sucker punched is getting sucker punched. Like, it doesn't matter who you are. And we can all I don't think there's anyone that can say that Don Fry is not a tough, bad dude.
Yes, amen.
Like, genuinely, dude, he fought in the UFC when the UFC was like a baby. You know, like, people don't understand like the time frame that he was fighting, and he was one of the first guys that knew how to wrestle and box.
Right.
He's a bad dude. But I'm still bringing it up.
Of course. You wouldn't be game if you didn't.
I can't. Yeah, I have to be me. But hopefully next week we can get back to normal, and hopefully Dave's poop turns out okay. Hopefully have Justin back. Wouldn't mind having Justin back. So
I hope everything works out for David.
And hopefully the snowstorm stops here. So that should be.
Yeah, it looks like a blizzard.
Pretty bad. It's rough.
All right, man. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show and hanging in there with us. And until next time, I guess.
Listen, it was good to talk to Mike. He seems like a solid pro with a lot of upside to him, and I wish him success. So you know, things happen, and hopefully we get Don Fry on here to get him to get pissed off at me.
Yes. All right.
Well, all I know, I gotta say, we need to get Tito Ortiz on the show.
Hey, I've been working on it. I mean, I know you want Tito Ortiz. I'd like to have Chuck Liddell. I've messaged him. I've messaged a few people, but I know you want Ortiz. So
I want Ortiz.
If it ever happens, I'm going to be excited.
Oh, gosh. You have no idea.
All right, man.
All right, my friend. Have a good
night. Let's wrap the show up, and thank you, everybody, for watching.
Hope everybody enjoyed it.
Perfect. Perfect.